Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Brett Walkenhorst, the CTO at Bastille. Bastille provides continuous monitoring of wireless signals, including detection and localization of cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, including paired devices and IoT. And Dr. Walkenhorst, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. Happy to be here.
Yeah, really appreciate your time and looking forward to learning a few things from you on behalf of Bastille. So if you would provide our listeners with a brief overview of your background, expertise, and role at Bastille, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So for most of my career, I've worked in wireless technology. My background is as an electrical engineer. I got my bachelor's and master's at BYU and then spent some time at Lucent Bell Labs as an RF engineer designing base stations. Then went on to get my PhD at Georgia Tech and worked at the Georgia Tech Research Institute for several years on various R&D efforts. Also spent some time working in related areas of antenna measurements, radar, electronic warfare, and other things. And then about a year ago, I joined Bastille as the Chief Technology Officer. I lead the R&D and threat research efforts of the company, and of course also support company sales and marketing and company strategy. So that's a little bit about me.
Excellent. And we appreciate that. And you certainly do have the background. There's no doubt about that. Tell me, since we last chatted with Bastille in 2020, what are some corporate developments and new updates that you'd like to let us know and make us aware of?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it looks like it's been about 3 years. We've done quite a bit. So we launched our latest version of our product in 2019. So when you last spoke with us, I think that was still pretty fresh. We've been fleshing out our IP portfolio. So we've developed a number of new patents. And I think in that time frame, we probably had about, I don't know, maybe a quarter of our patents total granted in that time. So we got about 30, so probably six or seven new patents. We've got a few still in the works. One area that that I think is highly relevant is something that Bastille can do that as far as I know, no one else can do. That is, and you mentioned it earlier, Eric, that this idea that we can detect paired Bluetooth devices. So that's one area that that we've worked on and have some patent protection on. The ability to see all of the traffic in the Bluetooth spectrum allows us to collect and disambiguate the different devices that are paired because those devices are hopping in frequency. So because we can see it all, we take it all in, and then we've got some smart processing to figure out who's who and localize them individually. So that's a really cool area that's new that I don't think was on the table last time we spoke with you. Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So we've added additional support for Wi-Fi. Most recently, Wi-Fi 6E has come out, so that's hitting the market. Our sensors are capable of seeing that, detecting and localizing those signals. We've been developing analytics, threat signatures to make sense out of the data. I can talk more about that in maybe a little bit later on. And we've improved our integrations with third-party solutions like Splunk, Aruba, Linnell, Genetec. Anyway, that gives a sample of some of the things we've been working on, and we're continuing to develop new capabilities as we move forward.
A lot can certainly happen in 3 years' time, and we really appreciate the update in those regards. Now, with emerging threats and bad actors lurking, enterprises are constantly under threat. What are some recent attacks that have put enterprises on alert where you can provide best practices to our listeners tuning in today?
Sure. So maybe as a little background, so there's any number of attacks that are always going on, and I'll focus on wireless here, but I think what's driving a lot of what we see, there's a couple of elements to this. One is what I call the democratization of hacking. Hardware and software capabilities are readily available at low cost. And in terms of software, much of it's readily available at no cost. And on the defensive side, what drives some of the concerns and threats to our systems from a wireless perspective is that patching of vulnerabilities it largely doesn't happen with certain protocols and certain systems. They're just too small or they're not actively managed. So this kind of stuff kind of makes the threat landscape ominous. I'm going to give you just a couple of examples of some things that have happened somewhat recently that might give us pause and maybe think about our own systems, whether personal or business. One that occurred somewhat recently was a drone was discovered carrying a Wi-Fi surveillance device. This was found above a building where a data center was located in the financial services industry. So that was discovered. It was just part of the attack vector at the reconnaissance stage. But they're sitting there sniffing all the Wi-Fi in and around the area. And of course, wireless doesn't care that there's walls between one device and another. They just sail right through. And so that kind of gives us pause from a physical security perspective, that just knowing that that kind of attack can happen, you might want to be aware of what's around your space, including the airspace, just to be sure that wireless attacks aren't taking place in creative ways. So maybe that's a crazy one, but it's real. It happened. A more recent one, there was a data center hack that occurred in Asia, two of the largest data centers there, that gave attackers access to credentials on customer support websites that gave the attackers the potential access for physical access to the data centers, where in just a couple of minutes they could implant a device that would allow them to do wireless attacks, whether keystroke injection or data exfiltration. There's any number of things going on all of the time. Well, another example that comes to mind, there was a research effort. This isn't a specific attack, Eric, but it is relevant because it gets press and it points to vulnerabilities that attackers could leverage. And the good news is defenders find out about it, but the bad news is attackers do too. So now it's out there. There's a Wi-Fi database that people can contribute to. You just install an app on your phone, it's listening, and then it can push data to this database. And it houses an incredible number of data points on access points throughout the world. So you have location information, the ID of the access point, the network name. You also have other things like encryption types. So you can go and search for vulnerable Wi-Fi networks by geography. And now you have a starting point to go and start attacking networks. And this is something as simple as, this is vulnerable because we're not always using good security hygiene. So this is like the brush your teeth and floss your teeth kind of advice that you hear from all security professionals, but don't leave default credentials in place. Always use secure encryption methodologies for Wi-Fi WPA2 or higher, and always update your firmware to the latest version available. A lot of this stuff is available to attackers because we're just not doing those basic things. So just knowing that kind of stuff is vulnerable might give us pause, and maybe we look at our systems and make sure we're brushing and flossing our teeth properly.
Yeah, great example there, and also some very eye-opening information as well. We certainly appreciate your joining us. We're speaking with Dr. Brett Walkenhorst, the CTO at Bastille, that provides continuous monitoring of wireless signals, including detection and localization of cellular Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, that includes paired devices, and IoT. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, let's explore radio frequency threats and vulnerabilities. Can you discuss the RF threats that Bastille is seeing in the landscape today?
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe to start, I'll say, so we're a security company that provides a product to customers in government and commercial. And we only see, as Bastille, we only see a small part of what our customers see. So we don't own the data, our customers own the data. But we'll often be made aware of certain things that happen, either because we're on site when it occurs, or our customers just talk about it a little bit. But there are things that we don't know. So I'll give you a couple of examples of things that we have seen in customer locations. One is a customer found something called a USB Ninja cable on an executive floor. This is a Fortune 10 company, huge company. And a USB Ninja cable is a hacker device that looks like an innocuous charging cable. But, and it works actually, you can charge stuff with it. But when you plug it into your device, it powers up an embedded microcontroller that has access to a wireless protocol stack and some antennas. And then it's enabled to connect to an attacker's device somewhere else using the wireless protocol. So now the attacker has access to elevated privileges through the USB port of whatever device it's been plugged into, and they can execute attacks from there. They can do keystroke injection, data exfiltration. There's lots of crazy stuff that you can do with that kind of a device. We found one on an executive floor. So crazy. How did it get there? Another customer found Bluetooth-enabled RFID readers that had been installed that had a vulnerability to a DDoS attack. Now, thankfully, nothing happened. They were able to discover this because they were monitoring their airspace and found that vulnerability existed and advised the procurement and physical security folks that this was going on. It turned out they didn't even know that it had Bluetooth enabled in the product that they had acquired. So they were able to mitigate that threat and replace the devices. We had another example where we saw inside of a data center, there was a laptop connected to a server inside the data hall. And that laptop was beaconing Bluetooth and Wi-Fi packets. So again, this is a scenario where this might be happening a lot, and maybe some small percentage of the time, someone's actually going to discover it and try to exploit it. Because we're monitoring, we can mitigate that threat by shutting it down. So we find that kind of behavior, and then someone can go do something about it. But that kind of thing really shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't have Wi-Fi beaconing from a device that is plugged directly into a secure system so that someone outside of the facility can now launch an attack wirelessly. That really shouldn't be happening, but we find it does. So maybe that gives you a sample of things that we have seen. There's any number of other things that we can talk about what Bastille can protect against, but maybe that's sufficient for now. There's some crazy stuff that goes on there.
Yeah, crazy stuff is an understatement, no doubt about that, and certainly it is stunning what you've shared with us today, and I couldn't even imagine what else you could share with us, so again, we thank you for what you do in the space here. Now, Bastille Enterprise provides customers with a strong defense, which we certainly need. Can you delve more into the product's key features and benefits?
Absolutely. Maybe let me just start at a high level. You've already given them a touch of what we do, Eric, which I appreciate. I like to characterize the system as like a three-part solution. It's all happening so fast, it's virtually simultaneous, but it's helpful conceptually to think about the flow. So what we're doing is we're constantly monitoring using a set of wireless sensors, these highly capable software-defined radios, basically. And by having a distributed deployment, much like you would deploy wireless access points, we deploy them kind of in a similar topology, we can detect all sorts of wireless emissions, including cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Bluetooth low energy, and a suite of IoT protocols based on a certain specification. I won't go into the details. So we have like these five flavors of things that we're constantly looking for. And these sensors are chugging through all this data, detecting those emissions, isolating those individual packets, demodulating the headers. We don't touch the payload. There's personal information there that we don't touch. But we demodulate whatever is sent in the clear in the header that gives us behavioral and connectivity kind of information. And then we localize. So step one is detect. Step two is demodulate. Step three is localize. And now we have data about all of these wireless emissions in a certain area with base, time, and behavioral data associated with that. So the reason this is critical is that we're increasingly relying on wireless technologies in our society to just live life, to get work done. And they're incredibly functional, and ease of use has improved, reliability has improved. They make our lives better in certain ways when we use them well. Sometimes they become our masters and we their slaves, but hopefully we're using them well, and wireless technologies are wonderful. But they also bring a whole host of vulnerabilities with them. And this becomes problematic because they are fundamentally invisible. They're using what's called electromagnetic waves, like you see from the sun. But we only see visually as humans a small slice of that spectrum. Wireless technologies are using a different portion of the spectrum, much lower in frequency. But it's the same fundamental stuff. It literally travels at the speed of light, and it's encoding data. So we've got these ones and zeros flying around us at the speed of light, and we can't see them. So they're invisible. They penetrate all of our physical barriers. They go super fast. So that's the landscape. And so step one, really, to addressing this issue, this attack surface that's out there, is bringing visibility to that domain. And that's what Bastille has been trying to do since we launched that our initial product in 2019. More recently, we've been fleshing that out with analytics to bring insight to data. So we're really working towards the world's first wireless threat intelligence platform, and we're making great progress on that. But step one, again, which we've been doing solidly for a number of years now, is just bring visibility to it, because it's invisible stuff and it's vulnerable. So hopefully that's helpful. There's a number of other features about the product I could discuss, but I think that's the core of it. And I hope that gives your listeners something useful to take away.
Hey, most definitely. And we really do appreciate it. And thank you for your time spent with us here today. Lastly, are there any takeaways that you'd like to leave up with our listeners today along the lines of our conversation?
Yeah, thanks. I think if there's just one thing I'd like people to remember, it's that wireless, while it's wonderful, is more vulnerable than we usually think. If there was just one thing you know from this discussion, just remember that wireless has vulnerabilities. And so as you use it, maybe bring just some awareness to that. Think about how you're using it. Are you securing your systems? If you're in a position where you have authority over an enterprise system, try to think a little more broadly. It's not just Wi-Fi that is vulnerable and that's part of the enterprise. Multi-protocol devices like phones are wonderful surveillance devices, and there's very sophisticated spyware out there that could be compromising those devices and utilizing Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and cellular to do bad things inside of your facility. So again, just knowing that they are vulnerable, knowing that they're probably more vulnerable than we like to think, can help maybe adjust our thinking and position us for a better secure environment.
Once again, we want to thank you for your time and for all the information and insight shared here today. Really has been helpful. Again, folks, for more information and for contact, simply visit bastille.net. Dr. Walkenhorst, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you having me on.
And again, it certainly was my pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Brett Walkenhorst, the CTO at Bastille, that provides continuous monitoring of wireless signals, including detection of localization of cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, including paired devices and IoT. And for all the details, once again, visit bastille.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.